Let's do a couple things. I haven't decided till this very moment. I haven't yet decided how I'm going to do this. All right, let's do it. Let's do it in a form of go into the meditative state. And now we're going to do a reflection. So, affirming for yourself that you're letting, well, actually, I should do that. I'll start over again. This meditation is going to be in the form of reflective questions. And I ask that you start with affirming to yourself that you are in the renunciation of judging, comparing, and fixing. As best you're able. And know that you can always go back to that if you feel yourself starting to take birth. And you know that there's some degree of wisdom and compassion that's been available in your life and has been asked for, brought forward time and again in this retreat. So you reconnect. You acknowledge, you include. And likewise, in relation to arriving, you know how to bring mindfulness front and center now. You know how to be available and why. And you know how to align. And you know how to have being available and aligned. And have both the renunciations and the arriving sequence reinforced, fortified by the humility and the dignity and the integrity. So now we ask these questions in relation to humility. If something is blocking my humility from flowering, from being just itself, what might that be? Letting that question go. The questions are the importance. You may have answers come now or not come now. But you learn to ask, to have a dynamic relationship that's not a demand, but an exploration. What allows or would allow within me for humility to be more in its fullness? What is it that humility empowers that makes it so beneficial in your language? You say in your language what it is. You name the recognition. I named it a number of times, but you name it. We're not fixing. We are using reflexive question so that we can be mindful of. It's helping us be mindful, this circumambulating around these things. Likewise, we come to this inner innate dignity. Isn't it familiar now? Isn't that something to just be able to turn your attention and then you arrive? And for many of you, it seems as though there is now a felt sense of that dignity, not just the idea of it. So satisfying. Such good fortune. So again, as a reflective, just a reflective from Dharma, like, you know, is it our busy mind? Is it impatience? Is it what would it? As I ask these questions again, what blocks your access to this dignity? What's blocking it? What's standing in the way? It could be a story. It could be a belief. The story could have all sorts of natures. I'm hesitant to give examples of any of this. But what is it that's blocking? This inner dignity is such a grounding, spacious feeling. And again, sometimes when I touch it, if I were a person who cried, I would cry. It's so tender. Maybe that tenderness is what blocks for you. It feels like you might be overwhelmed. But then you ask, is it true? Whatever is blocking, is that true? It may have used to be true, but is it true now? What do I gain by holding on to that what's blocking? We're in a reflective, investigative meditation. This is how we would do it. I would just give you one of these if we were going to be sitting for a regular period. And then what will allow this dignity to be more part of my life, for me to be available to it, for it to empower my available aligning, my don't know mind. And then, what is the role? What does it empower, this dignity? Very interesting. You're not, you're being available to know the answer. You're living the question. Each of these questions, you're living them as a question. The answers come when they come, and they may change over time. You're living the question. The question is always the most interesting part, not the answer. Feeling the body, feeling the earth element. Letting the earth element rest on earth. Feeling the wind element, the winds of change. This breath of life. Here in the earth element and the wind element, we ask these questions. They are embodied questions. They're not abstract. We are moving from the abstract to that which we can feel, rub up against. And both of these, because they are such strong felt experiences, they offer promise in that. And then finally, what blocks my access my resting in, being sheltered, whatever other words you would add. What blocks my integrity? What stands in the way? It may be as simply, I never was taught this before. So I just didn't know. I didn't recognize. That would be perfectly normal. Or it may be this old belief. Or it may be this fear that, oh, I won't measure up. I won't have integrity. These are just beliefs. These are parts of stories. There's times we're not going to measure up. That's not the problem. It's how we're relating when we don't measure up. We're not perfect beings. It's your belief in your own, I must be perfect or I can't focus on it. That can certainly block, stand in the way. And you're asking these questions with a sympathy. You're in great sympathy with how difficult this is, this consciously dancing with life. Being available and aligned so we can consciously dance with life. Great sympathy for how that's challenging in this world of opposites. And then what would allow you to have a more fuller experience of a fullness of the flowering of this integrity, where it is part of your practice in a way that supports, renews, sheds light, keeps you in balance. Just imagining that possibility can unlock it. And then when we have this fuller access, when we are knowing our integrity, our commitment to integrity, that integrity is not a burden, but something that we know gives us ground, gives us purpose. What does it do for you? How do you imagine? How do you experience all of that? Like, how does it form in your mind, heart? How's it felt in the body as an empowerment in the body? For myself, a key with this one was that my feeling, the as best I am able, a very positive spiraling came between those two of integrity and as best I am able. And I found that the more blooming of integrity brought as best I am able to a deeper ground, more stable, more empowering for me. So this, you would take much longer. I'm just going through this in a orienting way. I'm not actually spending the time with each of these. But so this questioning, again, it's not grabbing. It's not trying to have perfection. It's not clinging to. It's not an excuse to find yourself inadequate. But to actually own the empowerment you have to dance with life through all of your good practice and through all your life experience. And so these reflective questions, you don't have to do all three of these in one sitting, but I wanted you to feel the impact when you ask yourself each here, where we've already arrived at such a strong place. If they don't work for you in any way, don't do it that day. If that happens repeatedly, drop it. Just don't ask these questions. It's pulling you into attachment or grasping or bringing up tanha, thirst. Just let it go. We don't know what's useful and not useful for us. And it's always questions. It's not demand. Not even a demand for an answer. We're not demanding that the question be more alive, or we don't have any demands. We are in our bow as we're asking these questions. And it's a deep bow, the way monastics will sort of outdo each other in how low they bow. That's the way we do this. So the question is satisfying because of the sincerity of it. Again, feeling the body. Feeling the breath. And now notice, if you will, please, what's in your heart right now? In the heart space, what is being felt? And then notice in the intuition, you can feel that area, just below your belly button. This intuitive, this embodied intuition, what the body is feeling, what the body can recognize. How does your body feel now? And what do you notice? What, when you ask that, it gives you some answer. You're not doing a checklist now. This is just turning attention and seeing what arises. What is the feeling in the body, this intuitive body? And then what's in the head center? This thinking, evaluating, that likes to plan, likes to fix. What is the experience, your experience just now, in the head center? It may be that it's really quiet, or maybe it's relaxed, or maybe it's really eager. It's waiting its turn to have more, like a puppy dog. We're not judging, we're not looking for a specific thing. We're including these three centers of experience as part of our closing. You may notice a satisfaction that they're all lit up, and that's what's most important. Or a new sense of something about one or all of them. Or they're just, you're reminded of your friends. These are three friends of yours. You hang out with one or two or three regularly. As our day comes to a close, may we pause, be in gratitude. Gratitude for whatever has come to us. Gratitude that we valued ourselves in this way of liberation enough to spend this much time to do this much concentration and work. Just gratitude. gratitude for what has been experienced. Gratitude for what is pointed to that can be experienced, or a sense of how to walk the path. Gratitude to be around people for 2.5 days that cared. That cared the way you care. Grateful for the teachings and that there was someone to teach the teachings. May our practice be of benefit to us. May we stay in relationship to our practice, that it is able to be a benefit. May we get out of the way and not prevent that continued flowering to occur. So be available for the flowering. May our practice be a benefit to others, to all others with whom we come in contact, directly, indirectly, in the vibratory field, and our being less impatient, or less self-centered, or less judging, comparing, and fixing. All these different ways that our practice can benefit others. And so, in the way of sharing the merit, we hold consciously possibility for harmony that leads to the end of suffering, for mutual recognition and respect that leads to the end of suffering, for understanding our mutual interdependence and how ignoring it leads to vast, vast suffering. May all beings everywhere find spaciousness in their life experience. May they find the path that leads to the end of suffering for themselves. Mm-hmm.